Akasthandazi.
Shall we pray?
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba uphinde uhlangane nathi ngezwi lakho.
Lord, we ask you to once again meet with us through your word.
Siphe izwi lakho imana lasezulwini.
Lord, feed us with your word, heavenly manna.
Ukuba ngalo sisizakale sithola amandla.
That through it we would find help and strength.
Uyazi sikudingayo nesikusweleyo. Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usiphe kona.
Lord, you know what each one needs, please grant according to our needs.
Ukuze sikwazi ukugijima ibanga lethu ngokufaneleyo, size siqede sigcinile konke osihlelele kona.
Grant that we would be able to live a life that fulfills all that you've planned, that we would be obedient right to the end.
Amen.
Amen.
Sizofunda ngokaJohane ivangeli likaJohane isahluko sesine.
We read from John 4
sukele vesini langamashumi amane nesithupha.
John chapter 4 from verse 16.
UJesu wayesephinda eze eKhana laseGalile. Lapho enza khona manzi abe yiwayini.
Sorry, the verse?
46.
Verse 46, sorry.
Chapter 4, verse 46.
So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water into wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill.
Kwakukhona induna ethile yenkosi. Endodana yayo yayigula eKapernaum.
And this official's son was ill. He was from Capernaum.
Yathi ukuba izwe ukuthi uJesu ufikile eGalile evele eJudea, yaya kuye yamncenga ukuba ehle aphulukise indodana yayo ngokuba yayisiza kufa.
When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and to heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
Ngakho uJesu wathi kuyo, uma ningaboni izibonakaliso nezimangaliso, anisoze nakholwa.
So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
Induna yenkosi yathi kuye, Nkosi yehla engakafi umntanami.
The official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies.
Wathi kuyo uJesu, hamba indodana yakho iphilile. Lowo muntu wakholwa izwi alishilo kuye uJesu.
Jesus said to him, go, your son will live. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke and went on his way.
Kwathi esehla izinceku zakhe zamhlangabeza.
As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him.
Why wakholwa yena nindlu yakhe yonke.
The father knew that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. And he himself believed, and all his household. We'll read thus far. It says here Jesus was passing through Judea. And then he went back to Cana. And so we find the story about the official that was there, the official of the leader, the king, whose son was ill in Capernaum. Let us have a closer look at who this man was. Here it says he was the official of the king. Some translations
ati ube ngumuntu wasebukhosini
say that he himself was of the royalty.
Inkosi yakhona beku uHerode.
Now the king there was Herod.
Wabekwa base Roma ukuthi abe inkosi khona abusa abaJuda.
Who had been appointed by Rome to be the king there over the Jews.
Asazike ukuthi yena ube ngumJuda noma engumuntu wezizwe iBhayibheli alisivezeli lokho.
We're not quite sure if he was Jewish at all or whether he was a Gentile because the Bible doesn't explicitly say so.
Ngoba noHerode wamukela inkolo yobuJuda.
Because Herod had accepted the Jewish faith.
Lona ke la kuthwa ube yinduna yenkosi uHerod.
Now it says here that he was an official of the king who would have been Herod.
Asazike abanye bathi ube ngumuntu wasebukhosini.
So we're not exactly sure. Some say he might have been of the royalty himself.
Ube seKapenaume.
So he was from Capernaum.
Ube umuntu omkhulu.
He was an important man.
Ube nezinceku eziningi futhi.
He had many servants.
Kusho ukuthi ube umuntu ohloniphekayo.
A highly respected man.
Ingane yakhe.
His child.
Yagula kakhulu.
Was seriously ill.
Bazama ukuyisiza njengomzali zama ukusiza ingane yakhe uma igula kakhulu.
They would have made every effort as any parent would for his sick child.
Mhlambe bebeya nase nakudokotela.
Maybe they'd been to the medical profession.
Mhlambe bebezama
and tried with whatever medicine was available.
Kodwa konke yonke imizamo yabo ayibasizanga umkhuhlane waqhubeka base bebona ukuthi iya ekufeni.
But every effort failed until they saw that he was deteriorating to such an extent he was dying. This son of his. They realized that every effort that we have made was without any.
Akukubi ukuthi usebenzise umuthi osile ongakhulunyelwayo.
Result. It is not bad to use proper medicine as long as it's not the type of medicine that is of an occultic origin.
Kodwa ungasebenzisa umuthi osile.
But you can use proper medicine, for God has given it.
Futhi mhlambe wakhiwa ngento eyadalwa uNkulunkulu, akukubi lokho.
Anyway, it's probably made with something which God has created. That's not bad to use medicine.
Kodwa,
however,
konke kumsizanga.
Everything used of that medicine didn't help.
Kanti kuhle ukuba sikhumbule noma sithatha umuthi womkhuhlane sithandaze njalo sicela uNkulunkulu ukuthi awubusise.
We should also remember when we use medicine to pray and ask God to bless it.
Futhi umuthi wona esingawusebenzisa noma sibonga uNkulunkulu kufanele ukuthi sicele kuye njalo sithi uNkulunkulu busisa.
So we must remember to come to God himself when we do use medicine that he would add his blessing to it.
Uma ebona manje ukuthi hey yonke imizamo yethu ayisizi ayilekeleli. Wayesecabanga uJesu ukuthi ake ngiye kuye ngicele kuye ukuthi aphilise ingane yami.
But now, when he realized that every effort was useless, he thought of the Lord Jesus. Let me go to him and ask him to intervene.
Into enhleke leyo kusho ukuthi wabona ukuthi akukho kwasemhlabeni akukho komuntu ongamsiza ngidinga uJesu.
That was a wonderful thing. He realized nothing on earth will help me, only Jesus.
Ukuze amcabange uJesu ngani na?
Why would he have thought of Jesus?
Kusho ukuthi ubekholwa uyena ngoba wathi Nkosi ungayiphilisa indodana yami uma ufike nami ngokushesha siye khona ekhaya ungayiphilisa.
It is clear that he must have believed in Jesus, for he said to Jesus, if you say the word, you will heal my son. My son will be healed.
Angithi sibonakaliso sokuqala senzayo uJesu waguqula amanzi abe yiwayini.
Remember, the first miracle that Jesus performed was to change water into wine.
Futhi lenduna yayihleli eKhaphenawume.
And this
eKhaphenawume kuyilapho uJesu wasebenza imanga zakhe eziningi.
And this official from Capernaum was a place where Jesus had performed many miracles.
Asazi ukuthi wezwa ngendaba ngoJesu noma wabakhona ephilisa abantu noma wazizwela yena uJesu.
We don't know really whether he personally witnessed the Lord Jesus doing these things and heard him preaching, or whether it was by hearsay.
Kodwa lokhu akuzwayo noma akubonayo kwadala ithemba lokholwa ukuthi uJesu angamsiza angaphuthume.
But that which he had heard about Jesus, either directly or indirectly, produced faith in him that Jesus has the ability to heal his son.
Ngoba ngaphandle kokuzwa, awazi ukholwa.
Without hearing, there is no faith, for faith cometh by hearing.
Lokho kwadala ke ithemba ukuthi ay angishiye konke nemithi le nabantu munye nje ongangisiza manje uJesu.
And this created faith in him, that which he had heard. I must now leave all the other efforts, the medical profession, the medicine. I need to go to Jesus himself now.
Kuhle kakhulu lokho uma umuntu enalelo themba, enalokho kukholwa, kuyancomeka. Ngoba ngaphandle kokukholwa, asikwazi ukumthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
It is a wonderful thing if a person has that faith, that belief. The Bible says that without faith, no man can please God.
Ushiye konke, uphuthumela le, ngoba ubezwile ukuthi uJesu seyabuya eJudea.
He left everything and went towards where Jesus was going, towards Judea.
Asazi ukuthi ubezwile yini ukuthi uJesu uza ngayiphi indlela. Asikuzwa lokho. Kodwa wasuka wamfuna. Kwagcwaliseka, kwafezeka ukuthi funani khona nizothola.
It's not exactly sure whether he had been tipped off as to the route that Jesus was following, but nevertheless it is a fulfillment of the word, seek and you will find. He sought the Lord Jesus till he found him. And then he said, Lord, please come quickly to my son. He's dying. Come and heal him.
Manje ke ake sibukeke ukuthi uJesu wamphendula ngandlelani.
Now let's consider the response of the Lord Jesus.
Wathi uma ningaboni izibonakaliso nezimangaliso, angisoze nakholwa.
He said, if you do not see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
Impendulo.
That was his response.
Eyinqaba leyo.
An astonishing answer.
Ngoba lo muntu uze ngokholwa, uza ngelikhulu ijubane, useshiye konke, kodwa nomeza kuJesu, uJesu amphendule ngalendlela, ngani na?
After all, didn't this man have faith? He had forsaken everything to come to Jesus. Why would Jesus answer him, therefore, in such a manner?
Athi uma ningaboni izibonakaliso nezimangaliso anikholwa.
In saying, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
Ingani ubekholwa?
Didn't he believe?
Uyabona uJesu umphendula njengo umfundi uThomas.
You see, Jesus was answering him like he spoke to his disciple Thomas.
UThomas wathi uma ngingafakanga umunwe ohlangothini, ngibeka izandla zami emanxebeni akhe, ngeke ngikholwe.
And he said, unless I put my fingers into there where the nails were, the wounds, and into his side, I will not believe.
UThomas ubezwile.
Thomas had heard.
Weza kodwa wangabaza.
But he doubted.
Kodwa lona wasebukhosini lendune enkulu asibona ukuthi ibingabaza.
But this official, this possible royalty, this man, we don't see any doubt in him. He didn't say, that I doubt and I will not believe. In fact, he had said, if you come quickly, you can heal him.
Wathi induna yenkosi kuJesu, Nkosi yehla engakafi umntanami.
He had said, sir, come down before my child dies.
Ubeza.
He had come.
Enokholwa.
With faith.
Kodwa nokho uJesu kukhona kusolayo kuye.
But still.
Athumani ngaboni izibonakaliso nemangaliso ankholwa.
But still Jesus gives this rebuking answer. If you do not see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
Lalela.
Now listen.
Ubethi kuJesu.
He had said to Jesus.
Woza masisha ingane yami yafa. Ngoba benokholwa ukuthi uma uJesu angeza masisha ehlele khona eCapernaume. Mhlawumbe angangena endlini amthinte amkhulekele asinde.
He had said, Lord, come quickly and pray for him and he will be healed. He had presumed that if the Lord made haste and came and prayed for him, then he would get better. Now be careful to understand and look into what's really happening here. There wasn't doubt about Jesus. He did have faith in him. But he had demanded, Lord, come quickly, my son is dying. And Jesus rebuked.
Ankholwa.
Gave this rebuke, if you do not see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
Lenduna enkulu yayicabanga ukuthi uJesu uzofika ehlele khona kubo besasebenze noma mbeke izandla noma mthinte angene endlini yakhe enze ukuthi nokuthi.
You see, this important official had made the presumption that Jesus should come and enter into the house, lay hands on him, whatever it is. We're not exactly sure what details were in his mind. But Jesus didn't do it the way that this man had presumed he should. He just spoke a word. He simply said, your son's healed. The man had not thought of that possibility. That's where we fail.
Uma siza kuJesu siyacabanga ukuthi kuzoba nje kuzokwenzeka lokho sizobona lokho sizokuzwa lokho.
We fail so often in exactly the same way. We come to the Lord Jesus and we make presumptions about him. We simply assume that this is his technique, this is how he should work, this is his method.
We've got our preconceived ideas.
Sinemcabango yetu.
And if it doesn't go accordingly,
uma kungahambisani neplan letu,
we don't believe that it will happen.
Asikholi.
Or it hasn't happened.
Asikholi ukuthi kungenzeke noma sekwenzekile.
Sinemcabango yetu nendlela yetu ukuze kwenzeke lokho kumelwe ukuthi kube nje.
We have our preconceived ideas. This is how it must happen, like this and like that.
Kanti uJesu uthi cha.
But Jesus says no.
Ubethi mhlamba uJesu uzohamba naye ngoba nakho seliyashonilanga ahambe naye kukhanye endleleni angesabilutho baze bafike khona bangakhathali.
Perhaps he had thought in his mind, I can take Jesus, it's still daylight, and we will be able to get to my house before he gets tired. And then sleep at that place. But Jesus did not work according to the presumption of this man.
Abaningi abakholwayo bayahlupheka ngoba banemicabango yabo.
Many believers suffer because of their preconceived ideas.
Ukuze kufezeke lokho esikulindele kumelwe ukuthi kube nje kwenzeke lokho.
That things should be a fulfillment of what I think should happen in this manner, in this way, according to this method. Maybe you ask something from the Lord.
And you
presume if the Lord answers, there's something that you will feel. And the next day, you don't get the feeling or the emotion, and you say, what's happened? I don't feel it. The good thing is, when this official heard the answer of Jesus, he accepted it. Jesus cast aside the assumptions of the man. He put aside the feeling of this official. He just spoke a word. And the official did well in believing what Jesus said. Perhaps there are sins which trouble you. Perhaps it's the sin of doubt. Perhaps you even go to a counselor and ask for prayer. Perhaps you say, Lord, please, work in a wonderful way. But the next day, you say, but it didn't happen. Perhaps your preconceived idea must be, or perhaps is, that Jesus must work in this way. You'll feel a wonderful joy. You'll feel lighter than air. And if it doesn't happen according to that emotion, you think Jesus has not answered.
Kukhona imangaliso olindelayo. Uthi uma kwenzeka lokhu kuzokwenzeka ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi. Kuzokwenzeka lesi simanga. Kuzoba njena.
And you're expecting wonders.
Kuzoba lesi sibonakaliso. Kuveze ukuthi sokwenzekileke.
You expect signs and wonders to be in a way that is so dramatic that will be sensational according to your preconceived idea.
Thomas,
Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed is the one who does not see or feel and still believes."
Wakhele ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Mose kwakhela emizweni yakho ukuthi angizwa lutho. Kusho ukuthi kusafana iphutha lakho ileli unemcabango yakho ukuthi uma kwenzeka lokho kuzoba nje manje kufezekanga kusho ukuthi usuyangabazi.
You must rest on God's word alone, not on your emotions, your feelings, because otherwise if it doesn't happen according to the way that you think should happen with a feeling, you presume it hasn't happened.
Ikakhulu uma sise ingane ekholweni.
Especially
uma ngukha ngithandaze ngithi yehla Nkosi, yehla ngizobona ingelosi, yehla ngizobona ukukhanya endlini. Ngibona ukuthi kwenzeka lesi simanga noma lesi sibonakaliso. Lokho kukhomba ukuthi kuyingane ekholweni.
Especially if you are still an immature Christian, you think, well, if I am on my knees in my bedroom, then
ungakheli emcabangweni yakho nasemplanini zakho nasecabangeni kwakho. Yakhele ezwini likaNkulunkulu ukwenze lokho akushoyo uJesu. Noma izinto ziphambana nalokho, khohlwa ikona, wakhele ezwini likaJesu.
You must go according to God's word. Your faith must rest on His word, not on your feeling or your preconceived ideas, your presumptions. Like a new Christian might think, God will surely send a great light into the room. I will feel something. I will see an angel. That shows that you're really a baby in Jesus, a baby in Christ.
Wasuke ekhaya, wahamba ibanga elide, wamfuna waze wamthola. Kodwa uma emthola uJesu ukuthi, hey, nina ankholwa uma ningabonanga izimanga.
For this man had done a lot. He had believed to such an extent that he had left his home, he
had
traveled all the way to Jesus.
Akabanga ukuthi uJesu uzofika khona lapho ahambe naye baphuthume ekhaya. Cha, uJesu yamkhuza ukuthi hayi kanjalo, akuhambi njengokucabanga kwakho, kuhamba njengezwi likaNkulunkulu. Okuhleke lapho uJesu uthi usungahamba, ingane yakho isindile. Akayibonanga ingane, ubengakayizwa lutho, kodwa okuhle ilokhu wakholwa izwi lenkosi elakhulunywa uNkulunkulu. Nathi ke ake simthokozise uNkulunkulu noma kungahambi njengomcabango wethu. Sithandaze bese sithi, hey, uma sesithandazile kuyoba nje. Mhlawumbe wezwa ngomunye ukuthi lapho ethandaza kukhona kuzwayo, kwafudumala ngaphakathi. Manje wena uthi, Nkosi ngithethelela izono, Nkosi ngiphilise, Nkosi sebenza lokhu nalokhu, bese ucabange izinto ezingenzeka lapho. Cha, uJesu uthi ufuna imangaliso, ufuna ibonakaliso zakho. Funda ukuba ukhohlwe konke lokho, ume ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Ngoba uma umi ezwini likaNkulunkulu umedwaleni noma kuzanyazanyisa umhlaba ngeke uzanyazanyiswe.
Perhaps you have heard that a certain Christian experienced the Lord's answer in a certain way. Perhaps a certain warmth that he felt inside him. And you think, well, unless I get that same feeling, God hasn't answered. Rather, bring joy to the Lord by believing what he says according to the way he works. Maybe you pray and say, Lord, forgive me, or Lord, please answer me. And it doesn't go according to your plan. Rest on God's word. God's word is an unshakable, eternal foundation, a rock.
Usulahlekelwa isibusiso. Leso sibusiso uJesu athukushoyo. Ubusisiwe ongaboni, ongezwa, kodwa okholwa izwi lami. Ubusisiwe lowo. Ake sifunde izihlobo zethu ukuba sikhohlwe kwethu nesicabangile nesukuzwile kwenzeka kwabanye manje kwenzeki kuthu wenza ukuthi kamaphumulo lapho kwehla umoya ongcwele batheleka abantu umoya ongcwele wangena ezindlini wabaletha manje uyacabanga ke nawe ukuthi kuzoba njalo ukuthi uNkulunkulu akafiki ngoba kukhona owakubonayo ibonakaliso neyimangaliso kwabanye usuyacabange nakuwe kuzoba njalo qha musukukha kuma kulokho mana ezwini likaNkulunkulu lokho akushoyo uJesu ukholwe ikona.
Otherwise, you miss out on his blessing, because the Lord said to Thomas, blessed is the one who does not see, but who believes anyway. And you say, well, unless this happens like this and like that, I won't believe. And so perhaps you even think, well, the story of revival, Mapumulu, how it happened, the people poured in great numbers, therefore it must happen exactly in the same way. No, let your faith rest on God's word.
Asazike kuthi awahamba ke wakholwa ukuthi waqonda ekhaya noma walala kodwa ngakusasa esendleleni eyekhaya wahlangana nezinceku zakhe. Izinceku zakhe. Athi indodana yakhe isindile.
Now we don't know exactly what transpired after that, but he was on his way home when his servants met him and said, sir, your son is healed.
Simanga lesi.
How marvelous.
Ngakusasa.
The very next day. He didn't feel anything.
Except
he had heard the word. He had heard the word of Jesus and he believed, therefore was blessed.
Noma ungaboni simangaliso uSathane uzodlala ngawe.
Dear Christians,
mana ezwini
let us
lika Jesu lokho akushoyo uyakuthola eBhayibhelini ume kukho.
Let us learn from this incident. Otherwise, Christians, you will suffer. You will miss out on so much. Satan will play around with you unless you believe and rest your faith upon what God has said in his word.
Washo, what was uNkosi Masisha yehla nami ukuba ingane yami ingafi.
He had said, Lord, make haste, come quickly that my son wouldn't die. Come with me. But Jesus had no part of that. He was saying, in other words, that's your thought. That is your dream. You've heard how it happened with somebody else and you presume it must happen in the same way. A certain person once gave testimony saying, when I confessed my sins, I felt sweetness and warmth filtering into me. But the person who heard that testimony then also did the same, but didn't feel the warmth and the sweetness. And presumed, then my sins can't be forgiven.
Lalela izwi lenkosi. UJesu uthi ocelayo uyakuphiwa. Novumayo isono sakhe thembekile ulungile ukuba mthethelele. Vumani izono zenu omunye komunye. Ukwenze lokho okushiwo izwi likaNkulunkulu. Ukholwe lokho ngoba lenduna lona wasebukhosini wake wakwenza lokho akushoyo uJesu wakholwa ikona wasizakala.
Because that person made the mistake of looking for a sign, for a wonder, instead of believing the word of God. The word says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins one to another, etc. Things that are in the word of God. Put your faith in God's word. So the next day, on the way, because it must have been some distance, he met then with him. With the servants. And they said, your son is recovering. Then he inquired, what time yesterday did he recover?
And he heard.
He heard that it was at the precise time that the Lord had spoken. He had believed and he had been blessed in his faith. For he had For he had inquired, when did this happen? They said the time of the day, the day before. And then he realized it was at that time that Jesus said, your son will live. That very hour. At that time. When Jesus had spoken a word to him and he believed what Jesus said, that miracle happened then. If you ask something from Jesus,
akube nje ngizwe ngindise kube khona engizwayo konke lokho kwindiva khohlwa ilokho ukhumbule izwi lenkosi ukwenze lokho akushoyo.
Don't think that you must experience some wonderful feeling like you're walking on air, like you are flying. No, believe in God's word.
Umkhuhlane wamyeka ngaleso sikhathi. Ngaleso sikhathi. Ngaleso sikhathi uJesu ekhuluma kuye. Yena ke eselalela lokho akushoyo uJesu. Noma kungahambanga njengokulindela kwakhe, njengokucabanga kwakhe, ngendlela yakhe. UJesu uma usebenza, usebenza ngendlela yakhe, hayi ngendlela yakho.
His illness was cured at that very time that Jesus spoke and said he will live. And then he believed, even though it did not happen according to the way he had thought should happen.
Wayeseqonda uyise ukuthi ilona lelo hora uJesu asho ngalo kuye ukuthi indodana yakho iphilile.
And then the man realized that it must have happened at the very time that Jesus said, your son will live. You'll excuse me that I spend so much time.
I know. Izindlela zakho cabange uthi kuzoba nje kuzoba nje kusasa kuyoba nje yoshonilanga sekunje khohlwa konke lokho thathi icelo zakho uzibike kuJesu bese ke ulalele ukuthi yena uthini ulalele izwi lenkosi wakhele kulona. Kona ngakusasa usuzokuzwa ukuthi how senzekile leso simanga senzeka nini lapho ngakholwa lokhu akushilo kimi.
I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm trying to look at it from all different angles to make it dawn upon you that you will understand that your faith is in God's word. What Jesus says, make your prayer requests, but then listen to what he says, and you'll find that the next day the Lord has answered when you believe what he says. Here are his servants coming to him with good news.
Nengqeku nabantu abakusebenzelayo kodwa uma unabantu abakusebenzelayo uhlalisane kahle nabo uzwane nabo bathokoze kanye nawe bakhale kanye nawe kodwa uma ungabaphethe kahle nomingani sindile abanandaba kodwa kenxa yokuxhumana nenkosi yabo awu bathi asiphutume sibikele inkosi yethu le ndaba emnandi bathokoza naye kusho ukuthi nani banini bamaplazi nani banini bemsebenzi noma unengane eksiza ekhaya ningahlalisana kwekadi nentsha nisolane nithethisane cha nibe munye kusho ukuthi lo muntu ubezwana ube munye nezinciku zakhe. Ube munye mhlamba unayi inciku kodwa nomakhelwane. Manje bavume ukuthi bathule bathasiphuthume simbikele lendaba enhle ngoba ubehleli kahle nalabo abantu.
This shows us the importance of having a good employer-employee relationship. Anybody who works for you, you must have such a relationship that, like these servants came to this man, they felt the joy with him. You need to have people that can laugh with you and that can sorrow with you. Neighbors, you need to show such unity that you can pull along together.
They rejoiced with him. They praised the Lord with him. They were happy with him. It's good if you live and have such a relationship with your fellow men.
They should never say when you get ill, yes, it serves them right, I'm glad. No, there should be love and unity and joy between you.
Wakholwa yena nendlu yakhe yonke.
And it says he himself believed together with his whole household.
Niyabona ukholwa okuphilayo
yathathelana. Living faith
is,
living faith is infectious.
Thathelana uthi uyakhwehlela phuma amagwebu. Lo mkhuhlane usungena kuwe kuyathathelana. Nokukholwa ke kunjalo kuyathathelana.
Living faith is infectious.
Uthi uyakhuluma, uthi uyafakaza, uthi ulanda indaba kaNkulunkulu, bakholwe indlu yakhe yonke, ingane zakhe zonke, umkakhe, nengane zamantombazana nezabafana bakholwe bonke.
As infectious as a disease, an epidemic, like flu, when people cough, it is atomized, people get the infection. So to a living faith like this man's, spread to his whole household, his children, his daughters, his sons, his servants, they all believed with him.
Angithi lokho okwashiwo uJesu endlini eyodwa kuzoba khona abantu abayisihlanu, abathathu bamelana nababili, ababili bamelana nabathathu. Kukhona lokho ukuthi ivangeli lihlukanisa abantu. Kodwa kumnandi uma kunjengokuba sifunde la ezwini. Wakholwa yena nendlu yakhe. EBhayibhelini uthwa indlu yakhe ngisho neyisebenzi zakho. Naba nawe endlini ohlangene nabo bayindlu yakho.
By that I do not negate what Jesus said, that there will be five in a household, three will be against the two, and vice versa. That happens as well when Jesus comes in. But how much more wonderful, how much sweeter it is when there is such unity that all of them, because remember, a household is not just your children. Everybody in your household, including those who work for you.
Kona futhi keke kusale kuwe nje kuyothungeleka nakwabanye. Noma wedwa ungenayo indlu, kodwa laba abantu ohleli nabo, abantu eniqhuba nabo, bazongenwa lo mlilo nalo moyo omuhle okuwe nabo. bakholwa njengokuba ukholwa wena.
Faith is not something that is private. Instead, it is infectious. You cannot keep your faith to yourself. You will want to share. You want to spread the good news so that others believe with you.
Uthi uma uthi uhlangene noJesu wakwenzela izimanga nani nani kodwa kungathungelabi nabanye bakholwe nabanye kusho ukuthi khona into engasile kufanele ukuthi uyibuze ukuthi konje impilo yami inhloboni ukuba ngihlale ngibe ngedwa.
If you are witnessing and sharing your faith and yet nobody catches on, then you need to ask yourself, what type of a faith do I have after all? There might be something desperately wrong. It is already time up. I've
spoken.
I don't know. It's late now, but have you understood it? Has it helped you?
Izolo ngathi kwabasha, hambani ke manje. Uma nibuya ngokuzayo, uma inkosi ivume, ufike nabantu abayihlanu. Ufike nabantu abayihlanu, abayishumi. Ngeke kuyeke uma uphila. Kodwa uma uhleli nje njengelahle lodwa ngeke uvuthe kodwa uma uvutha nezinye ziyobabomvu zingenwe lo mlilo. Kunjalo ke nasekholweni.
I had invited the young people during my last service for the youth conference. I said, when you come back, share your faith. Bring 5, bring 10, because otherwise if people are not being helped, those around you, there's something wrong with your faith. If there's a firebrand, it will surely affect the piece of wood lying next to it. Otherwise it shows it's cold. Now close. I remember a certain white person. White person was like this official. This person was like this official who, though he believed, there were things that were still not right that shouldn't have been. The lady who worked in the kitchen came to him, the maid. It was quite some time. She had received a message that she's needed back at home.
Ngabona umnumzane waleyo ndlu ekhali nyembezi emhlophe. Lentombazana insundu wakhaliswa omhlophe ongaphelele enkosini ngokuhamba kwakhe ngokubebona impilo yakhe waze wezwa ukuphila kwakhe waduduzeka wathola amandla ngakho kuthi lapho ehlukana naye akashonga ukuthi awukwaba kuhle ukuthi kuhambe lo muntu. Hayi ngona hambe wakhala ngoba ukholwa kwakhe kwase kumngenile.
This man, when he heard that the maid was needed back at home, in other words, to go and live back at home, he wept tears because her faith had been such an encouragement to him. He had been strengthened through it. He wept tears.
Kusho ukuthi ngizojabula uma le ndaba kaJohane 4 ya le nduna noma lo osebukhosini indaba yakhe ifinyelela kuwe isebenza kuwe lokho kwenzeka kuye kwenzeke nakuwe.
Her faith had influenced him so much in a positive way. It would be good that you learn the lesson now from this official, that this faith would be in you.
Ngizojabula uma lelizwi nalokhu kushumayela kungabanga yize kuwe.
I would be so glad if this which we've learned today would not be in vain.
Ngabe ngithi kwaba ngcono ukuthi ngicela omunye ashumayele.
And not be in vain.
Uma wena qobo lwakho ungasizakalanga ngakho.
If this has not helped you, I should have rather maybe asked somebody else to preach. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, your word is wonderful. It enlightens us. It helps us how we should live.
Noma sikholwa nguwena. Noma singabalandeli bakho. Kodwa sibe njengalabo abafuna uJesu. Singafani noThomas. Singafani nalendoda yasekhosini. Kodwa yafunda ukuthi hayi akuhambi njengokucabanga kwami. Kuhamba njengokusho kwayo inkosi.
Grant, Lord, that we would learn from this official, that we would also learn not to be like Thomas, only believing if we see and feel, but that we rather learn the lesson that this man believed what you said. May your grace, Lord Jesus,
nothando luka baba
and the love of the Father
nenhlanganyelo kaMoya oNgcwele ibe nathi sonke
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Ukuba ngakho lihambe ivangeli lakho emhlabeni wonke.
That through us your gospel would go forth into the world.
Amen.
Amen.